except 166, right?
Yes, we're under the heading Moses Complaint to the Creator, excerpt number 166. Rabash writes, once the people of Israel heard from Moses that they must work for the sake of the Creator, the real resistance of the evil in man began. This is the meaning of the words, then Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you brought harm to this people? Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people. In other words, the body, which is called Pharaoh, began to resist the work.
This means,
okay, let's hear what is concerning the environment.
It's quote 253 in the Passover excerpts. The main thing one should beware of is the environment. The primary guard is from an environment of those who fear the Creator. They are Pharaoh's servants. Pharaoh is, as the Ari said, that in exile, Egypt was the dat, the reason of holiness was in exile. Pharaoh would suck out the abundance, meaning is the will to receive.
But they do what the Creator demands, all the mitzvot, the external things, but in order to receive, in order to be better off in this world and the next world, the way they interpret this world and the next world.
The keeping should mainly be from them, since outside it seems as though they are working, engaging in Torah and the prayer enthusiastically, and making all kinds of precisions. For this reason, they are called.
They manage to do that a lot better than those who yearn for adhesion with the Creator.
For this reason, they are called those who fear the Creator. Otherwise, they would not be called so. And yet, internally, they are enslaved to Pharaoh, meaning that their only aim is to satisfy their own wishes and needs, and they have no connection to the work of bestowal. Such an environment creates an obstacle to the servant of the Creator.
Okay. Go ahead.
167. By the Rabash. Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people. That is, when Moses came to speak in your name, meaning that they should work for the sake of the Creator, he had done harm to this people. They become worse. In other words, before Moses came to say that we must work only for the sake of the Creator, everyone served the Creator and considered themselves righteous. They had the strength to work and the fuel to know why they were working was clear to them. But after Moses came as an emissary for the Creator, that we must work for the sake of the Creator, then they have become worse. Thus, accordingly, they would be better off not getting into the work of Lishma. Again, Chayil. 168.
The question of Moses was in order. That is, intellectually, we must understand that if we observe the Torah and Mitzvot that the Creator commanded, the order should be that if we engage on the path of truth, the work should certainly be as stronger, since we are marching on the path of truth. Whereas Lo Lishma is not on the path of truth. Hence, when Moses came to speak in the name of the Creator, the work should have been stronger, meaning to overcome the evil with the quality of truth. Yet, what did Moses see? It is written, ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people. meaning the work to overcome the evil has become harder. In other words, not only did they not become better, meaning had more power to overcome the evil, but on the contrary, the evil gained more power.
Okay.
169. So, and Moses answered and said, but they will not believe me, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. Interpretation. Because the mouth of Kedusha was in exile, as in, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue, Moses, the faithful shepherd, argued before the Creator, but they will not believe me. Even if I tie Israel to me and bring down some bestowal for them, the klipa of Pharaoh sucks it out and robs it from them. And although they are attached to me, they will still not listen to me. That is, while the klipa of Pharaoh has dominion and a mouth and speech in the exile, still, if they believed in the faithful shepherd properly, the children of Israel would be able to listen to Moses, who is above the mouth and speech. If they strengthened themselves in that, they would certainly be saved from the klipa of Pharaoh.
71.
171. We should understand Moses' argument when he said, ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people, and you have not saved your people at all. It appears as though Moses' complaint was true, since it implies from the Creator's reply that what Moses said was true. But the Creator said, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. In other words, he would see what the Creator would do to Pharaoh. It seems as though it should have said, you will see, meaning that Moses will see, meaning ata, you with the letter Aleph, which changes the meaning from now to you. Why is it written ata with ein, which means now, which implies that now he will see? It means that when he came to Pharaoh previously and he harmed this people, there could not be an exodus from Egypt. But now there will be a place for with a mighty hand, he will send them and drive them out.
Again. And last one, 172.
Moses brought Israel's grievances to the Creator and asked him, why have you sent me? The Creator replied to Moses, as it is written, and the Lord said to Moses, now you will see that which I will do to Pharaoh, for with a mighty hand he will send them.